From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette. It's Idaho Matters. During this time of year, there are all kinds of Christmas pageants and nativity plays where kids get a chance to go on stage and play the parts of Mary, Joseph, the three wise men. But some kids with special needs and abilities don't always get a chance to take part in these activities. One woman has been working to change that. She's putting together a special Stars performance of The Little Drummer Boy, calling it a chance to let disabilities shine on stage and celebrating each child's unique talents. Joining us now is Nitza Salazar, the founder of Special Stars. Welcome to Idaho Matters. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much.
So how did this get started? I think it started in Washington State. Tell us about it.
Yes. And let me tell you, it started with a mom coming to me and saying, Nitza, is it possible for you to do a Christmas program so my son can be Joseph? I was I was a little shocked about her request. I was like, and I repeated back and I said, okay, you're telling me if I can do a Christmas program so your son can be Joseph. And she said, correct. And I was like, okay. And then she said, Nitza, I have to tell you that my son has Down syndrome. And every Christmas, he wanted to be Joseph, and he hadn't had the chance.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. That request of that mother really touched my heart. And I started calling. And well, at that moment, I told this lady, and I said, you know what? Your son is going to be Joseph this Christmas. Later on, I started looking like, how am I going to do this? You know, I started thinking and talking to my husband and some friends, and I started calling different churches and schools around the area that also had the same dream about this kid, like the kid that he wanted this. So I started calling different places, and I was able to find 15 kids back in 2018 in Washington State. And we were able to do the program. We found a free venue that let us use their stage for the kids to shine. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, the community loved it. The community received it and they loved it because the kids not just the shine on stage. It was just not them shining, but also, you know, their parents, grandparents, their support groups, you know. And so they started passing word of this program, and we did it back in 2019 and 2020. So we grew from 15 to 30 kids. Then COVID came, you know, especially in Washington State. It was a completely shut down of the state, but it was shocking that the kids called me and sent me Facebook messages and Instagram messages and saying, Nitza, are we going to shine on stage this year? And of course, we couldn't do it because it was a shutdown, but we did it over Zoom, like at the tile program, you know, those tiles that everybody comes together and sing, like very fun. So we did that. So instead of losing members during the pandemic, we grew because they wanted that connection. They wanted to have that opportunity to shine, even if it was only online, you know. So we grew. And during the pandemic, we grew to 70 people, and the state news in the Seattle area, they reach out to us and they say, hey, this is wonderful what you guys are doing. Can we go and do a story for you guys, a news story? And I'm like, that's amazing. That's great. So the news came, Channel King 5 came to us and they did story and they played it during dinner time. So a bunch of families saw this news segment. And we grew to 120 families.
Wow.
It was just amazing. And it's just so great how the community embraced this beautiful program and those stars to shine. And let me tell you, since 2018, I've been like a huge advocate because since backstage, I've been able to see the face of Jesus, you know, the face of Jesus and the happiness of those kids and the happiness of the parents. And it's just great to see how the community and how those kids can shine on stage. And they're so ready. You know, our community believes that, you know, they might not be able to sing or talk, or even if they're nonverbal, you know, they communicate their happiness and Christmas, you know, happiness and festive with doing it different ways, like dancing or doing sign language, you know. So we grew to 120 because of the news. It's been great. A year ago, we moved to Idaho, to here to the Treasure Valley area. And I've seen that this program in Washington was it was very important for our community. So I decided, you know, why, you know, not to spread the happiness and that spread that stage for those stars to shine. So as soon as I came here, the Treasure Valley, I started contacting alliances with people with disabilities or other groups that would like to partner and do and prepare a stage for those kids to shine. And so far, we have 19 kids that are going to be able to shine on stage. We're still accepting more kids. And there is no limit on age or in participants. We have a space for everybody. And everything is free. We provide the costumes. We provide everything for them to shine. It's everything based on donations, but it's been a great blessing. Something that we love and we encourage about this program is that we encourage the parents just to sit down and enjoy the show. We train kids from high schools that are willing to do community hours or, you know, or from Pathfinders, Adventures, that's like Boys and Girl Scouts groups, that they want to do some community hours. We invite them to be a buddy for these kids. So we train them in regarding our special disability, special need. We train them and tell them, you know, this is what you do with our kids with cerebral palsy. This is what you do with our kids with autism. This is what you do with our kids with Down syndrome. So we train our community to be more inclusive and more accepting and just involve the whole community to be able to be part of this program.
Wow. We're speaking with Nitza Salazar. She's the founder of Special Stars. For the Little Drummer Boy play, it's going to be performed by kids of all abilities. It'll be December 9th at the Cloverdale Seventh-day Adventist Church in Boise. You mentioned it's for all abilities, and you match up kids' talents with the play. You know, they may not be able to do one thing, but they can do something else, and they're still able to take part in the play.
Yes. So let's share our information to contact. I'll share with you guys so they can contact us if they're interested in participating.
Absolutely. And you said kids can still sign up to be in the play.
Yes, they can.
And what's it been like? You mentioned the parents have loved it. Have the kids loved it?
Oh my goodness. You know, we have Mary last year, and she was doing, you know, the play of Mary. And she believed that, like after 3 months, she was like so happy to be them. You know, they just embrace the role so much. And it's for them, it's just like a dream come true. It is a blessing.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay. You can still sign up. We've been speaking with Nitza Salazar, the founder of Special Stars. They're hosting the Little Drummer Boy play for kids of all abilities. It happens at the Cloverdale Seventh-day Adventist Church in Boise. It'll be December 9th at 7 o'clock. And we'll put a link with more information if you want to sign up with your kids at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Nitza, I think this is a great idea, and I hope it grows every year.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.